You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development, your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
I'm speaking today with Kathy Shaughnessy. She's an executive coach at Perspective in Action. Kathy works one-on-one with senior executives as they get traction on their performance as leaders. And today we're talking about keeping your head without losing your mind. So what made you call your session Keeping Your Head Without Losing Your Mind?
Hi, Elaine. Well, you know, it really is kind of an interesting title to wrap your head around. And one of the reasons why I arrived at it was because of the very fact that people today are working so hard to manage all the things that are coming at them so quickly that it can feel a bit like drinking from a fire hose. And the phenomenon that I noticed in working with people in business in my coaching practice is that they're keeping it together when it counts. They're attending the meetings, they're following the strategies, they're doing what they need to do, but when it's safe, they're falling apart, they're snapping, they're not doing as well after hours as they are during their regular workday.
Well, why do you think people are feeling so stretched today versus, you know, maybe even 20 years ago? What's changed?
Well, I think what most people are talking about is not going to be brand new. It's that information is coming at us at such an alarming rate, and an amazing rate, really. It's not always a bad thing. But we get our messages from not just our telephone and our email anymore, but we are getting messages coming at us from all over, and it's really created a hurry-up culture. And, you know, people are saying, you know, they're crazy busy. They're going nuts with the number of things that they have to do. And so the pace has become a lot faster, and it's just not safe to slow down. People are feeling like in order to keep their jobs, in order to continue to perform at an effective level, they must keep going faster.
Well, so what keeps people stuck in that fast pace? Well, why do we have trouble getting off that rat race?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, an analogy that works really well is to think about any times you might have been, you know, driving on a major highway and looked down at the speedometer and found that you were going way faster than you thought you were. Maybe you were traveling at the speed of the traffic, but you were nonetheless going well over the speed limit. And you make that decision to slow down. And once you slow down to the speed limit, it feels alarmingly slow. Mm-hmm. That you can have a tendency to look at everyone around you, and since everyone else is going quickly, we go quickly as well. And so what keeps people stuck is that idea of I must keep going. And, you know, the Canadian Mental Health Association says to us that when we are really stressed, stress makes us go faster. But going faster makes us more stressed. And so we end up in this endless cycle of stress, speed, and we don't stop and question, is this the best use of my time?
Right. And yet what we need to find is something way more balanced or way more paced, I guess, appropriately.
Oh, absolutely.
Which clearly is what you talk about. So what can people do to get a little more balance in their lives?
Well, I think the most important thing to do is when we're feeling that sense of overload, and it's different for everyone. You know, some people are, you know, they'll know that they'll feel their heart racing. Some people, they will be going more quickly. Some people will feel more emotional or more hostile. Some people will just really feel drained and really a loss of energy. And when those things are happening, what I recommend to people is first and foremost, just stop. Now, it feels counterintuitive because stopping is the last thing you feel you can do when you need to go so quickly. But even if it's for a minute or two, literally stop. Take a moment, think about what is the best use of my time? What do I need to be doing? Is this a priority? Is this something that's really important to me? Or is it something that just happens to be in my face? Therefore, I feel like I need to do it, and I feel like I need to do it quickly.
So part of that is assessing the situation, and if you don't stop long enough to assess it, you're not going to be able to assess it.
Oh, absolutely. And so many people are running down a hallway and having no idea what they're running for.
So if there were one thing that you could say to people that would help them to keep their heads without losing their minds, what would it be?
Well, I think that the thing that feels that resonates the most with people is the concept of recognizing that some things are never going to change, that change is a constant, that things are going to be moving rapidly within our workplace, that some things may never change, but we can change. we can change the way we respond, the way we react, and certainly the strategies that we use to get through the situation. We're in charge.
Very good advice. Thank you, Kathy. I've been speaking with Kathy Shaughnessy on keeping your head without losing your mind. You can learn more about Kathy and her work at perspectiveinaction.com. And be sure to check out our many articles and resources at area.com/leadership.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to area.com/leadership.